Hi, everybody. This podcast is kind of a short one. It was recorded on Super Bowl Sunday, but not in the quote-unquote studio or my apartment. This was recorded on the back porch of a friend's apartment during a Super Bowl party, where the majority of the people at said party did not care about the game. So it's kind of an odd-slash-not-that-exciting podcast. We are going to get back to doing the regular weekly podcast on February 21st. We're obviously not going to record on Valentine's Day, because I am not yet sad nor lonely. Therefore, here's a little odd one, and since it's so short, I'm going to tack on Lord of the Yum Yum track at the end of it. Lord of the Yum Yum, great, great artist. If you like him, please subscribe to the other podcast that we do. His track is going to appear next week. That's incentive. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and standing on a back porch in Logan Square is
Esmeralda Leon.
And we're watching the Super Bowl, kind of. You're not a football fan.
No.
At all.
None.
Is this the first game of the season that you've seen?
Actually, yeah. It has been.
Do you usually watch the Super Bowl?
I do. Only the last time I did, because I was invited to a party like this.
Okay.
So it's more about eating than
yes.
Watching the game.
But for the first time, but you actually like The Who.
I do.
They're one of your favorite bands.
I do. I love The Who.
The Who just performed. I thought they were quite good.
I did too. They're old, but they can still do it.
Oh, yeah. But do you find it ironic that they pick The Who?
Why?
Well, it's not ironic because, like, that is the CBS lineup.
Okay. Yeah, but
considering The Who have an album called The Who Sell Out.
Okay. But didn't they do that on their own?
Who, The Who?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. But so, and also, what their songs are about have nothing to do. Hey, man.
Hey,
have
buddy.
Nothing to do with football or America.
So?
Well, last
it's
year
it's just entertainment.
True, but last year was Bruce Springsteen. He's probably the most American performer you can get.
I think that just so happens.
You think?
It's a lovely coincidence.
That's why I enjoyed it so much more.
Yeah, but think about, like, Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake. What does that scream America?
But everyone forgets that Kid Rock also performed at that Super Bowl.
Oh, see, no one cares about him.
Kid Rock had my favorite moment of that Super Bowl, because instead of halftime Super Bowl, he goes, half bowl super time. He messed up the lyrics.
Wow.
Ad-libbed. Yeah. But the songs that they played are usually anti-authoritarian.
But then again, nowadays, those songs mm-hmm. are used for sports events and are used as, like, yeah, let's rock on.
Of course, and they're great songs to rock on. But it's completely inappropriate, especially lyrically.
I guess so.
And Pete Townsend is not one of those guys that plays it by the record. He was still just, he wasn't playing, like, main parts of songs because he didn't want to.
Yeah, I don't think it matters anymore.
You don't think it matters
anymore?
They're
just old and they're like, whatever, we'll do it.
Who do you think is going to go next year?
Oh, God.
Because they're running out. There's.
That is, because they don't really go with who's the big one. They can't really do Lady Gaga.
No, nor should they.
That would be awkward.
Well,
people would not get it.
Let's go backwards. They had The Who this year. Last
mm-hmm.
year was Bruce Springsteen.
Mm-hmm.
They had Prince. They had Tom Petty. They had U2. This is all this decade. Obviously, Janet Jackson. What's left? There's no one left. Someone said,
what about Neil Young?
What sing-along Neil Young song is there?
Oh.
Besides Rockin' in the Free World, which he probably won't play.
Oh, yeah!
He won't play it. Also, he won't sell his music to advertising.
Okay, well, how about
Culture Club? Like, what's left? Are they going to do an 80s medley?
Oh, that'd be great. Oh, they could get, like, Motley Crue.
Oh, that would be great. Motley Crue, that's not a bad guess.
Yeah, they could get The Crue or Poison.
Has Kiss hasn't done it. I'm surprised they haven't done it. Did Kiss do it?
I feel like they have.
Okay, well,
I'm sure they did.
Yeah. Kiss makes it. Poison, you're right.
Poison, they could bring
just
Poison and
metal.
Motley Crue
yeah.
together for such a cheap price, too.
Yeah. Are you enjoying the game thus far?
I guess.
What's the score? It's the half. Do you have any
Oh, I think it was, 10-3?
6.
Oh.
But
okay.
That was good. That was kind of good.
I look at the score. It's not like I'm oblivious. I just stare at the screen.
Did you put money in the pool to bet?
No, because I don't know how that works
Neither
at
do
all.
We. Well,
so
you pick a number, but then they draw the numbers afterwards. You pick a box. So you don't even know what you're picking.
See, I don't even.
You don't like losing money?
No, well, that, and I just don't mess with it. If I don't know how it works,
yeah,
I don't want to just blindly go into it and be like, put my money in the
well,
money.
That's fun. All right, one last topic. I just posted the podcast that we recorded
yes.
at late hours.
Was it just yelling?
It was a lot of yelling.
I assumed it was just yelling.
But you don't listen to these.
No, because I don't like listening to my own voice. Unless
Why?
I truly have to, I don't want to listen.
Why are you against listening to your
I don't
voice?
Know. I just don't like it.
Why? But like,
I don't like the sound of it.
But you've edited your own voice.
I know, but that's only because I have to.
On hours.
I have to. It's not because I'm working to put something together. I'm not just like, oh, I'm gonna listen to myself talk about this.
No, it's not a joy thing. It's like, what can I improve on? No desire.
You know what?
Well, did you have a good time last podcast?
I did.
You sounded like you had a great time.
I apparently had a wonderful time.
You did. You got a lot of compliments. And what happened on the way home?
Oh.
I love this.
The bus. And this would have happened sober or not.
Yeah. Continue.
The bus driver, I get on the bus. The bus driver stops one stop before the Western, gets off, takes his little suitcase with him, and runs into the police station and leaves the three people on the bus for about 10 minutes without telling anything or saying anything. I mean, he could have been like, excuse me, 1 second. He just ran out of the bus.
That's kind of why I want to move.
And then I called 311 to complain because I was angry.
What did they say?
They were just like, there's nothing we can do, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, what the hell? I'm giving you my money to take me home at an orderly time.
It was like 2:30.
Well, I was annoyed because it was late, which is even more cause to, excuse me, can we please move along? And he could have said something. That's all I would have asked for. All
right, Merle, since this is going to go up after the Super Bowl, what's your pick? Who's going to win the game?
I'm going to say Indianapolis.
Why?
Because they're already ahead.
That's fair.
And
all right, why should people come to the
unless it's like some crazy Super Bowl movie-esque type
of win like that?
Really?
Yeah.
I have
no idea what happens to you. You don't follow any sports.
No.
You should. It's fun. You get to forget about real world stuff. Just machines hitting each other. It's delightful.
Okay, great.
All right, why should people come on the 22nd?
Homeroom.
No.
Oh.
Not homeroom.
Oh, that's this Monday.
Yeah, that's homeroom is this Monday. The following Monday is Accountants of Homeland Security. It's comedy. Why should people come to the live podcast?
Oh, because you get to see our faces and
Saints start with an onside kick and recover the ball.
Nice. Thanks, Dan.
What does that even mean?
Okay, so that means that they kick the ball like 10 yards, right?
Okay.
Kick off.
Right.
And the whole point of doing that is up front for the offense, the team catching the ball, the receiving team, those are usually your blockers, your bigger guys. They don't usually handle the ball. Mm-hmm. The onside kick, the whole purpose of doing it is maybe we can get the ball from them and get a fumble. That's what just happened.
All right.
So it was a very, very good move for the Saints.
Okay. Who are you for?
I'm for the Saints, but I think the Colts are going to win.
Okay. Why?
Because the Colts are a better team. But why am I for the Saints?
Yeah.
Well, it's New Orleans, and they've never been to the Super Bowl before, and I want to see a different team win.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, isn't it?
You're thinking of, like, a polite man.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's also the Saints. I mean, it's New Orleans. Come on. They had the Rape Dome. Let's give it a new...
Oh, that's true.
I mean, if we could rename the Rape Dome, the Super Bowl champions, New Orleans Saints, that's great.
Oh, boy.
Revisionist history. All right, Merle.
All right, anyway. Well, actually, we didn't finish with the live podcast. Because we'll be there, and we say very witty things, I'd like to think. And we have very good guests.
We have very, very good guests. Scott Smith, editor of Playboy.com. Brennan McGowan, a very funny man, who you met on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Funny man. And the White Mystery is going to play, so... That's that. Thanks for doing this, Merle. Thanks for listening. Go to You, Me, Them, Everybody for this podcast or the other one, and have a wonderful evening. I know that you know.
I know that you know.